Good morning. The Senate Human Services Committee will come to order. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearings here in the Capitol. I will ask all members of the committee to be present in room 4203 so we can establish our quorum and begin our hearing. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public in the hearing room to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 844-291-6364, and the access code is 353-1283. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and/or committee website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted, and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. Today we have one bill on today's agenda. SJR 8 was pulled at the request of the author. But before we start our bill presentation, I'd like to welcome the committee members for the Senate Human Services back. And we're looking forward to working with you over the legislative year. I also would like to welcome and congratulate Marissa Shia, who's in her new role as Staff Director for the Committee on Human Services. We're excited to have you in your new role, and we look forward to working with you as the year moves along. Before we hear presentations on the bills, let's establish a quorum. Consultant, can you please call the roll?
Hurtado?
Here.
Hurtado here. Jones?
Here.
Jones here. Cortese?
Here.
Cortese here. Kamager? Pan?
Present. Here.
And here.
Okay. We have established a quorum, and we welcome Senator Skinner. She is here to present Senate Bill 641. Please begin.
Thanks so much, Madam Chair and members. California's college student hunger rate is 10% higher than the national average, which I think all of us would like to see different. SB 641, which I'm presenting today, builds on legislation that I authored when I was in the Assembly in 2014. And that legislation established the first in the country working group on college hunger. Now, many of the working group's recommendations have been made into regulations, but only one has been codified. And because college hunger is still so high, there is more for us to do. So SB 641 codifies many of the additional recommendations of the work groups that have not yet been codified. CalFresh is our best tool to combat college hunger. 46% of the students that apply for CalFresh assistance are food insecure, homeless, or both. And data indicates that many of these students are first generation or students of color, female. So by helping these students with their food insecurity, we can support them to be more successful in college. They will take less time to graduate, potentially take on less college debt. So with that, I would like to have our witnesses in support provide their testimony. And we have Ruben Canedo from the University of California System-Wide Basic Needs Committee, and Rocio Perez, who's a grad student at UCLA.
Thank you. And at this moment, we will now move on to those that are here to testify in support. But I also want to include that due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee's chairs may institute time limits on testimony. Each side will be permitted an equal amount of time to be determined by the chair. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measures. Please begin when you are ready. Do we have the primary witness, Ruben Canedo?
Yes, I'm here. So I'm sorry, I got lost in the instructions. So do I offer my prepared remarks or only say yes, if I'm in support or not?
No. Please begin.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your invitation to support SB 641. My name is Ruben E. Canedo. I serve as UC Berkeley's Director of Strategic Equity Initiatives. I also co-chair our System-Wide Basic Needs Committee, and I'm a member of our California Higher Education Basic Needs Alliance, otherwise known as CHEBNA, which includes our sister segments of community college and CSU. We thank you, Senator Skinner, for your introduction of SB 641 and urge an A vote on this measure. California has led a movement towards improving our understanding of and care for student basic needs. And the Senator's AB 1930 and the work group it created, convened by DSS, has played a significant role in that leadership. I'm proud to have served as a committee member since its creation, along with representatives from counties and each college segment, student groups, and the California Student Aid Commission. Since 2014, the issue has gained significant and growing national attention, and many are looking to California for the examples of forward movement we've achieved, as well as ideas for further policy change needed at the federal and state levels. Unfortunately, until our fractured financial aid systems and our state cost of living are fixed, our largest defense to prevent students from experiencing poverty, hunger, houselessness, health, and academic crises is to make sure that they're receiving the social services they are eligible to receive and to expand those services. So since 2010, our higher education community has published both academic studies and administrative reports to inform these efforts. Our state has passed legislation and budget items. DSS has rolled out new all-county letters and materials, and campuses have either launched or significantly expanded our campus basic needs services. And just 2 years ago in February, before the pandemic sent us to a virtual world, over 700 students, higher ed professionals, government staff, and community partners convened for the first ever CHEBNA Summit. These relationships, partnerships, and momentum continue to thrive and inform all of these efforts. That is why SB 641 embraces many of the themes that emerge from all of these convening spaces full of subject matter experts and students themselves as the next major bill to advance this movement towards understanding the needs of county social services, creating data infrastructure for quality and accountability, and finally changing the culture towards caring and serving college students at the scale needed. SB 641 will improve over 1 million student lives per year, all 53 county social services, and move us towards maximizing federal dollars coming to our state to improve students, state employees, local economies, and the well-being of our state's future. On behalf of previous, present, and future generations who will benefit from our continued forward motion, we urge your support for SB 641, and we thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you. And at this moment, we'll move on to witness number 2, and just want to remind everyone that we have a 3-minute presentation allowed for each witness. Rocio Perez, if you're on the call, please begin.
Good morning. Thank you for your invitation to support SB 641. My name is Rocio Perez, and I'm a first-year MPP student at UCLA. During orientation, the UCLA CalFresh Initiative hosted a presentation with a step-by-step guide on how to apply for CalFresh and offered real-time assistance during their Zoom office hours to complete an application. I decided to sign up for their office hours to apply for CalFresh because my salary as a graduate research student was not sufficient to cover my personal expenses, including rent and tuition, while also financially assisting my family and still having money left over for food. With the ongoing effects of the pandemic on low-income families like mine, a budget for food is difficult to maintain, and healthy food options are out of the question. With CalFresh, I now have a budget for food that does not cut into my budget for rent, utilities, or for family expenses. The UCLA CalFish initiative was incredibly helpful in answering my questions and following up after submitting my application, including their one-week follow-up to ensure I had an interview scheduled and the one-month follow-up to ask whether I was approved or denied or whether I had received an EBT card in the mail. This follow-up by the initiative and having a point person to ask questions was crucial because they filtered information specific to UCLA, such that my graduate program is an approved local student program where students enrolled in these programs are exempt from the student eligibility rule for CalFresh eligibility and overall get my application approved. CalFresh has helped me afford food without having to further stretch my savings for school, personal, or family expenses. The CalFresh program at UCLA and Basic Needs Centers helped me understand the complex exemptions and rules in CalFresh and are crucial for enrolling eligible students for this program to receive the extra support during and beyond the pandemic. This bill will reinforce rules already in place to make CalFresh easier to access for income-eligible students like myself. Thank you for your time.
Thank you both for your presentation. Now let's move on to any witnesses here in support in room 4203. Seeing none, we at this moment will take witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of SB 641, we will begin.
Thank you. If you wish to speak in support of SB 641, please press 1, then 0 at this time.
Thank you, moderator. Can you please give me the total number of people waiting to testify in support?
Thank you. I currently have about 11 in queue.
Okay. If you would please open up the lines and call the support witnesses individually, we will continue.
Thank you. Line 16, please go ahead.
Oh, is this support for the Skinner Bill 641?
Yes, just as a reminder, this is support for SB 641 and name organization and position on the bill, please.
Oh, well, I'm most definitely in the wrong place because I don't support this bill. And I...
Thank you. It'll just be one moment for the next comment. Line 18, please go ahead.
Good morning. Paula Viescas on behalf of the County Welfare Directors Association in support of the bill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Line 16, please go ahead.
I'm perplexed by your system. I'm asking to be recued in opposition, but I keep popping up.
Thank you. You'll have to queue up for opposition once it's that time. Line 10, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Zuko from the California Student Aid Commission in strong support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Line 26, please go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Meg Davidson with the San Francisco Marin Food Bank in strong support.
Thank you. Line 27, please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Derek Polka with the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank in strong support. Thank you.
Thank you. Line 23, please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Becky Silva from the California Association of Food Banks, and we're in strong support.
Thank you. Line 19, please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Rachel Monaco from Second Harvest of Silicon Valley in strong support. Thank you.
Thank you. I have about 5 more in queue. We'll go to line 20. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Senators. Jeff Marston representing Feeding San Diego in support of SB 641. And our thanks to Senator Skinner.
Thank you. Line 28. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Justin Selnick from the California Community College's Chancellor's Office in support.
Thank you. Line 12, please go ahead.
Natalie Capel, Central California Food Bank, in strong support of SB 641.
Thank you. Line 25, please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Marshawn Tapman with the San Francisco Marin Food Bank and strong supporter of SB 641. And thank you, Senator Skinner.
Thank you. We have one last one in queue, line 13. Please go ahead. Line 13. I have no further lines in queue. Please continue.
Thank you. Having heard from all supporters, we will now follow the same process and hear from any opposition. There is no known opposition to this bill, but if there is any opposition present today, we invite them to testify now. But let's move to any witnesses here in room 4203. Seeing none, we will now move on to witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition to SB 641, we will begin.
Thank you. If you wish to speak in opposition to SB 641, please press 1, then 0 at this time. And I just have the one line in queue. Line 16, please go ahead.
Line 16, is that me? Have I found my way to the correct place to oppose Senate Bill 641?
Yes, you're four on that. Please.
But you didn't have a witness in opposition, and you had two witnesses in support of this bill. So I'm struggling to understand this process a little bit, or dare I say the lack of process, because this doesn't seem very representative to me. It seems a little bit one-sided.
Can you please state your name, organization, and position on your bill? And we'd like to put this on the record if you'd like to do that. Now is the appropriate time.
I'd like to know why you don't have a witness in opposition. I'd like to act as your witness in opposition. There isn't a reason I shouldn't be able to. You're all about hearing the voice of the people, aren't you? Isn't
that what my responsibility to maintain the forum? And if I'm going to ask you to please make your comments, or otherwise we will proceed without your comments.
Okay, so my comments, so I get 3 minutes, or was it 6?
No.
Because you
name, organization, and position. Please state your name, organization, and position on this bill.
So the game is rigged, and
okay.
We see it. You don't actually want to hear.
We're going to move on. Thank you.
It's so awesome.
Thank you. I have no further comments. Thank you.
Well, thank you, moderator. Thank you to all those that called in support and all those that called in opposition as well. At this moment, I'm going to take any questions or comments from committee members for the author on this measure. Senator Cortese.
Just comments in support of the bill. Just wanted to say to the author, thank you for your continued leadership in this area. I think most of us with experience in our own districts are hearing over and over and over again and seeing statistics over and over again around this concern, food insecurity, and it's sort of hand in hand with homelessness right now among, especially in the post-secondary space. So that said, I just wanted to thank you for your leadership, and if you're considering taking on co-authors at any point, I would be more than happy to come on as a co-author on the bill.
Great. I'd be happy to add you as a co-author.
Thank you, Senator. And with that, well, I'll defer. I know somebody else wants to speak. I'd be happy to move the bill at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. And Senator Pan?
No, I also want to thank Senator Skinner for bringing this bill forward, actually, and I appreciate my colleague moving the bill and looking forward to voting for the bill. I'd also point out that we do give people in the public the opportunity to register their opposition and in terms of testimony. So, again, appreciate discussion.
Thank you. Any additional comments or questions? Okay. Well, thank you, Senator Skinner. And we have a motion on SB 641. Would you like to make any closing remarks?
Thanks so much, Chair. There was one, I mentioned that the bill codifies many of the recommendations of the working group, and I will say that for those of us who carry bills that create working groups, it feels good to see something actually result from it. And so that was a very productive working group, and they came up with many good recommendations. But one of the other things the bill does is that once the CalFresh was more available, eligibility was more available to students, what our county welfare departments experienced was a rush of applications at the beginning of each school session, and it was very hard for them to process. And so one of the recommendations, or one of the things in the bill, is that it requires the Department of Social Services work group to design a CalFresh application process that would accommodate the large number of applications received at the start of each year in order to help our county welfare departments handle this. And with that, I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. So the motion is to pass, but first be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Consultant, can you please call the roll?
Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Cortese?
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Kamlager? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. The final vote is 4-0.
The vote is 4-0, and that bill is out.
Thank you.
Okay. And that is the only bill that we have today for this hearing, but I do want to, before I close out, provide an opportunity to our committee members and or our vice chair of the committee to have any closing remarks, given this is the first hearing of the year for this committee.
I'm good.
You're good? Everyone's good? All right. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you to all the individuals, once again, who participated in public testimony. If you were not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Senate Human Services Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you, and we appreciate your participation. Thank you, everyone, for your patience and cooperation. We have concluded the agenda. The Senate Committee on Human Services is now adjourned.